Welcome to Influence Weekly, the podcast that dives deep into influencer marketing and the creator economy. Explore news, trends, hear stories, and get behind the scenes with industry leaders. I'm Kailani, and in today's episode, we're taking a closer look at some fascinating intersections between culture, technology, and marketing strategies. From fine arts organizations recruiting influencers to capture young audiences, to the latest shifts in how brands are optimizing their influencer collaborations, and how TikTok is unlocking the potential of bilingual content for marketers. First up, let's travel to San Francisco, where the fine arts scene is getting a modern makeover. Influencers like Andrew De Los Santos, known on social media as Andrew Torsef, are bringing a fresh vibe to traditional settings. Andrew, with over 40,000 followers, originally thought high culture like the opera was out of his league, until he discovered you could experience the grandeur of La Traviata for the price of a cocktail. Now, he's using his platform to demystify the arts and bring a new crowd through the doors. Local organizations realizing the power of this influence are actively engaging influencers like Andrew, offering tickets and even payments for promotion. It's a win-win. Cultural institutions reach new audiences, and influencers like Andrew expand their brand beyond typical lifestyle content. Moving on, a new report from eMarketer sheds light on the evolving dynamics of brand influencer partnerships. With an estimated 27 million creators in the U.S. alone, brands are becoming more selective, focusing on deeper, more meaningful relationships with fewer influencers. This shift from quantity to quality means that, while opportunities are growing for some, mid-tier influencers find themselves squeezed out, needing to adapt to survive. Brands are also turning towards affiliate marketing and user-generated content as cost-effective strategies, reflecting a broader trend of seeking more tangible ROI from their influencer engagements. Finally, let's talk TikTok and its growing bilingual user base. A recent study by TikTok and NRG highlights the significant impact of incorporating Spanish in advertising, revealing that bilingual content not only enhances brand perception among Hispanic users, but also appeals to broader audiences appreciating cultural inclusivity. This insight is crucial for brands aiming to connect authentically with diverse demographics, emphasizing that language and cultural relevance can powerfully boost engagement and trust. Each of these stories underscores a larger narrative. Whether it's bringing new life to old arts, refining the influencer marketing model, or leveraging bilingual content for deeper connection, the landscape of marketing is rapidly evolving. Marketers and influencers alike must stay agile, embracing new strategies and tools to keep pace with the ever-changing demands of audiences worldwide. Thank you for tuning in to Influence Weekly, where we explore the ever-evolving landscape of influencer marketing and the creator economy. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button for more valuable content in our upcoming episodes. See you next week.